Okay, so first of all, I would like to thank the organizer for a wonderfully run conference. And also, I would like to thank the organizer for giving me this opportunity to catch up some of the fun I didn't have when I was a graduate student. So, okay, so this talk will be based on a recent paper which I put out with Annie Sinkovich, and they appear in Carb Archive in March. So the basic idea is trying to basically realizing a kind of exact 2D and 4D a duality between a two-dimensional and four-dimensional gauge theory, which we proposed a couple of years ago with some collaborators, and they're trying to realize such a duality in a kind of geometric picture. Okay, so let me try to just briefly review this 2D, 4D duality, which we proposed a few years ago. The work was done with Sung Jae sitting over there, and Nick Dory and Tim Hollowood back in UK. So the two different class of theory involved here, the first one, the four-dimensional n equals to gauge theory, but we are subjected to the special limit of omega deformation, which has been introduced by Nekrasov and Shatashvili, where we basically only turn on one of the epsilon 1 or epsilon 2. And on the other hand, we have a two-dimensional n equals 2 comma 2 gauge linear sigma model. But crucially, in this class of theory, usually contains a single adjoint chiral field, which also contains a mass, basically has a mass of epsilon. So at the time, 2 years ago, the duality was proposed that based on the fact that both those two different, very distinct class of field theory, their exact vacua can actually be encoded in exactly the same quantum integrable systems, for example, an XXX spin chain or something like collegial MOSA, depends on exactly the kind of metal content and gauge group, etc. you have. And the exact result we got from those paper was that we can identify up to a constant that the Nekrasov prepotential, which generally coming from a very complicated instanton computation, with the twisted exact one loop exact twisted superpotential, which we can obtain by integrating out various chiral field in the n equals to common to gauge theory. And to be more precise, this evaluation is at a very special point in the four-dimensional vacua, which is sometimes known as the baryonic Higgs root. Okay, so that was the duality we were proposing. And it turns out that from the D-brain construction, when we consider two different classes of theory, it was not entirely surprising that such a kind of duality should exist. Because precisely the n equals 2, comma 2 gauge theory are concerning are the wall volume theory of the so-called vortices, which we can regard it as kind of UV limit of the kind of surface operator in the n equals 2 gauge theory, which has caught fashion recently. So this is a corresponding deep brain picture for what we call the four-dimensional theory we have, and also the two-dimensional theory we put out in the previous slides. And at the root of baryonic Higgs branch, what's happening is that when we begin with a four-dimensional theory, the two default brain join together, and now we move from the Coulomb branch to the Higgs branch, and the NS5 brain can actually pulling out of the board and allowing the D2 brain to stretch between the D4 and the NS5 in a kind of transverse direction. And using the standard kind of this is a kind of typical Hanani Witten setup for the this class of gauge theory. But there's another way to realize this class of gauge theory using the so-called geometric engineering, and their equivalence have been shown in a sort of, I guess, 15 years old paper by Karch and Smith. So roughly speaking, that in this kind of geometric engineering picture, the Coulomb branch is correspond to the S2 resolution, and Higgs branch would be the S3 deformation of a conical singularity. So that's a pictorial picture of coniferous singularity. So to add, the natural place to study this kind of transition is a topological string. And in order to do so, we can actually lift the four-dimensional gauge theory to five dimension by putting an additional S1. And the kind of theory one partition or k-theoretic version of a theory one partition function we have earlier can be mapped to a closed topological string, and also the k-theoretical version of the vortex partition function as recently proposed that can be mapped to an open topological string amplitude. And basically, the statement of geometric transition is simply that those two are equal. So actually, I should mention that this partition function for vortex is really the exponential of the twisted superpotential. Okay, last slide. So in this paper, we basically show, that's the last slide. Oops.